Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the chapter on Sidq, on truthfulness, honesty. Today's hadith is a little bit of a long hadith. Like all other hadith, has beautiful meaning. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one of the prophets of the past who went out in battle said to his people. Now this is referring to Hazrat Yusha bin Nun. Was a great, alayhi salam, was a great Nabi. And now this incident is referring to him. So he had a policy that if anybody's mind is preoccupied with something else, then he shouldn't join us in going out in jihad. Why? Because his mind now is occupied. Now one of the things we mentioned as far as Siddiq is concerned, a person's heart, person's mind, person's tongue, a person's actions are all doing the same thing. And this is what you call honesty, truthfulness. Sometimes the body is being something else, the mind is somewhere else, the heart is somewhere else. So this is not at the highest level of truthfulness that you can get. So he was careful to say that whoever is coming in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out in jihad, he's there with his heart, he's there with his soul, he's there with his body. So one of the prophets of the past who went in battle said to his people, a person who has just been married and wants to now consummate his marriage should not accompany me. He got married, now he wants to take delivery of his wife. Now he shouldn't accompany me. Why? Because when we go out in the path of Allah, his mind will be on taking delivery of his wife. So he's newly married, so now his heart and his mind will be there, yet he'll be out with us. So that type of person shouldn't accompany us. Nor a person who is building a house and has not yet completed his roof. He's built the house, but he hasn't yet put the roof on. Why? His mind is there, now I'm out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the rain comes and there's a heavy downpour, what will happen to my house, all my contents, the house, everything will get damaged, my family. So he's out, but his mind is there, that I hope it doesn't rain. What happens if it rains? What's going to happen? So he halfway finished with his house, he didn't complete its roof, that person shouldn't come with us. Nor a person who has purchased a pregnant sheep or pregnant camels and is waiting for them to give birth. So he has purchased pregnant sheep or pregnant camels and is waiting for them to give birth. Why? Because now his mind will be on his flock, his mind will be on his stock, and his mind won't really be out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one lesson we learn from here is that when we're doing anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's our namaz, whether it is going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever action we do it, we should do it completely wholehearted. Not that a person is running into salat and his mind is still in his shop, mind is still in his job, mind is still in the soccer match or in the cricket match or in the extra time that's happening. No, everything, mind should be where he is as far as his ibadat is concerned also. To such an extent here, this Nabi Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam is giving advice to the people in this regard. So then he then went out in battle and approached a village at or close to the time of Asr Salat. He addressed the sun and said, you are under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I am also under his command. O Allah, delay the sun from setting. And the sun was withheld until Allah Ta'ala enabled him to conquer the village. Now this, Allah Ta'ala, for his great servants, he can do it. Nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qadi Iyaz mentioned that with regard to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on two occasions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delayed the sun from setting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is not something that's impossible. These are great people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special servants. For them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to delay the setting of the sun is not difficult. So anyway, he made his dua, and the sun was withheld, and Allah ta'ala enabled him to conquer the village. He gathered all the booty, and the fire from the sky came to consume it. But it did not. In the previous ummats, what would happen is, the booty or the spoils of war, when it would come, as a signs of qabuliyat, a fire would come and devour all of it. That was a sign that this is accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on this occasion, when they gathered all the booty, now the fire did not come and consume it, meaning there is a problem there, that Allah ta'ala is not accepting it, why the fire did not come and consume it. So, after he gathered all the booty from the sky, the fire from the sky came to consume it, but it did not. He said, some of you have stolen from the booty. In other words, the fire came but didn't consume it. So he said, some of you have stolen from the booty. A person from each tribe should pledge allegiance to me. A man's hand came became stuck to his hands. So each one from each tribe, each leader from each tribe should come and place his hands in my hands. And then like this we'll work out where the problem area is. So one person's hand came and got stuck to his hand, couldn't move his hand. Then he said, the theft is from your tribe. Your tribe should pledge allegiance to me. Now the hands of two or three men stuck to his hand. So from this person's tribe, two or three men's hand got stuck to his hands, Nabi Yusha bin Nun's hand. So he said, you have committed theft. You have committed the theft. This was a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to find out who is the person that is did something wrong, that all this is not getting accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they then brought a head of gold similar to the head of a cow. So much of gold they brought to the extent of the head of a cow, they brought gold. He put it down and the fire came and consumed it now. The booty was not lawful for any nation before us, but Allah Ta'ala made it lawful to us when He saw our weakness and our incapacity. So what we learn from here is when a person is dishonest, then it negatively affects even the company that he is in. Here there was a whole jamaat that went out in jihad. Everyone was honest, nobody stole or took from that booty, except two or three people. But the two or three people in that jamaat, because of their dishonesty, it affected that whole jamaat. So sometimes a person is thinking, I'm being dishonest, I'll get away with it. He doesn't realize that it's not only affecting him, that Nuhusat is affecting his business, he's affecting his employees, he's affecting everybody around him, just by him being incorrect in the way he's speaking. So when a person is truthful and honest, the benefit of that now is felt by the people around him, that sachai, that goodness is felt by the people around him. But when a person is dishonest, even the people around him, will suffer the consequences of this person's dishonesty. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that we are honest in all regards. Nice Urdu saying that achhe banao, sachhe banao, dunya tumhare izzat kare. That become genuine, become honest, Allah will make the whole world respect you. But you take away this genuineness, take away this honesty, then even your own children won't respect you. Your own family members will go against you. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and come early for Salat al-Jummah, increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Surah al-Kahf. Encourage our families also to recite Surah al-Kahf and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah in making dua. Many ulama have the opinion that duas are answered in this particular time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.